Morning everyone, Josh here, Soulpreneur Grind. It is the SG Daily for Friday, April the 19th. It's a holiday here up in Canada. It's Good Friday. I don't think it's the same in other countries around the world, but either way, hope your Friday and your week has gone well. And switching things up, I'm actually on a walk right now. I normally record this indoors while I'm doing the video portion, but decided to switch things up. So hopefully the sound quality is still good for you. And part of the reason why I switched things up is I had a good chat with a YouTuber yesterday because I've been talking a lot about content creation, especially this week, coincidentally. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go into content, you know, how often you're posting it, the quality of it, how you're sharing it, what you're doing with those social media accounts in between posting. So, you know, are you interacting with other accounts and things like that? And a lot of my approach to anything in business comes down to testing and seeing what's working and what isn't. And I found that certain parts of my content creation were working pretty well. So for example, the podcasts and the audio SG Daily are turning around some pretty good numbers. I really, really enjoying the podcast. I've had some awesome guests on, and it enables me to create all this additional awesome content, like little quote snippets via audio or just picture quote snippets. If you follow me on Instagram at Soulpreneur Grind, you can see all that stuff. But with the YouTube portion of the daily was the results kind of weren't there in the same sense. Not that I expected to become a YouTube sensation overnight, but it got to the point where I was like, okay, I think I could feel it was a little bit off. I didn't feel like I was optimizing my strategy. And so the thing I recommend doing in that case is talk to someone who knows what they're talking about, right? I mean, there is a ton of free resources out there. You can go on YouTube, you can go on Google and look up, you know, best YouTube practices. But what I've found over time is the easiest and most efficient way to get on the right track is to talk to someone who's really good at it. They know all the answers right away. They can tell you pretty quickly and succinctly. So I spoke to a YouTube guy yesterday, showed him my account, and basically what he says was that, you know, the channel's not really optimized, the form of content isn't ideal, and gave me some recommendations to touch it up and ultimately get some better results. So I think I'm going to play around with the video version of the SG Daily. The audio will probably stay the same. I can record it every morning. Like right now, I'm recording it on my phone right into my Podbean app. And it's pretty good. I like the audio version in the sense that, you know, it's kind of low pressure, so to speak. There's a little bit of a difference between going on camera and on microphone, especially someone like me who doesn't have any kind of editing background, if that makes sense. So I don't really know how to edit video. I can edit audio, so it just makes it a little bit easier. So the other part of the content strategy is playing to your strengths, right? Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to give up on video at all. It just means that I'm probably going to have to outsource some of it, and I'm going to have to come up with a better strategy for it. So that's my kind of update personally. Like I said, I think I'm still going to be putting out the SG Daily on audio Monday to Friday, and would love to hear any feedback. So if you are listening to the SG Daily consistently, or even just a few of them, or even one or two a week, I'd love to hear any feedback you have. josh@soulpreneurgrind.com, or just hit me up on Instagram @soulpreneurgrind. Any feedback's always really appreciated, as I'm sure anyone knows who's out there creating content. So again, some of the lessons from this week, I guess, have been to in order to even learn the lessons that I learned, you just have to start doing things, right? And I preach that a lot, but it's a theme. There's an airplane going over me right now. I'm not sure if you can hear that. Apologies if you can. But you can't test or learn until you try things to begin with, right? Because I was talking about at the beginning about how I've noticed that the YouTube stuff just doesn't feel like it's clicking as well as the podcast and the Instagram stuff. But unless I was doing them all, or even just one or two of them, I wouldn't even have any of that data or have any of that idea to go off of. So, number one, you got to get out there and do stuff, whether that's creating content, starting a business, reaching out to try and make sales for your new business, you know, all that stuff. You got to go out and try it and test it. Otherwise, you won't be able to test because you won't have any data to go off of. And then number two is, if something's feeling off, it might be good to, you know, take a step back, reevaluate, talk to someone who knows what they're doing, and get back on track, right? So it's not to give up on what's not working. I'm not giving up on YouTube or video. I almost want to double down on it because YouTube's such a powerful platform. And I actually do enjoy going on video. I enjoy making videos. I'm just not really good at the post-production part. So I'm probably going to look to outsource that and come back stronger with more strategies around things like creating good headlines, good descriptions, including a thumbnail, which I haven't been doing. All of those are things that can help with the YouTube algorithm, which is so important to kind of breaking into that stuff. Now, I still want to keep the content extremely authentic. You know, I'm not gonna be selling out in that regard. I hope to never do that, but just some of those little tweaks that are important for that platform, right? Like, there's little tricks, like for Instagram, you want to make sure you're using good hashtags. For email, you better have some pretty good headlines and lead lines or you won't get many opens and clicks. For YouTube, I kind of just went at it without doing much research and just kind of put out the vlog, which I enjoy doing. But it's time to take that a little more seriously. So that's kind of my end of week lesson, kind of fitting because the theme for the week has been content creation. So would love to hear your thoughts. Like I said, if you're a listener of the SG Daily, have any insight, I'd love to hear it. Josh@solopreneurgrind. Don't forget to subscribe if you're not already to the podcast. These come out Monday to Friday, and I put out 1 to 2 episodes of the SG podcast every week where I interview successful solopreneurs so we can hear their story and how they did it. Anyways, hope the rest of the Friday goes well. Hope your weekend goes well, and I will talk to you Monday morning. Take care.